It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It is the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. Mark Carpenter here.
How are we doing?
My dear brother, how are you?
I'm great today, and I've got a fabulous beer. This is a new release, and it's interesting.
And it makes you happy, and that's all that matters to me.
Beer makes me happy.
Yes, it does.
In fact, beer is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy.
Ben Franklin said
that. That's right.
Yes,
absolutely.
He did.
So did I.
You've said it many times. One of our guests today is Rebecca Newman, Director of Global Quality now for Lagunitas. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Mark was telling me about some of your experience, and it's fascinating. I'll just ask you to tell us.
Okay. Sure.
You work for Sam Adams.
Rebecca knows, or what I know about beer, Rebecca could just burn up and go on with her life just fine, you know.
Yeah, whatever,
she
Mark.
She knows way more than me. Tell us about
Mark,
your life.
Mark, you eclipse me. You eclipse me.
So you've been doing this a long time.
I have, yeah. 3 decades. So
how did you get into this?
I couldn't get a job at Macy's after I graduated college. I figured I was going to sell pots and pans and talk about culinary stuff
or pot.
Too.
I say nowadays they sell pot.
I'd rather. And Anheuser-Busch recruited me right out of UC Davis. So I landed best job out of the best university at the best time in my life, all early 20s, you know, smart and shiny. And they helped knock off some of the sharp edges. And then I got to hang out with the Japanese and learn how to make sake for nearly a decade in Napa Valley.
Wow.
I learned all kinds of really cool stuff about a different type of fermentation and how to taste it and how to talk about it. And then, lo and behold, I met the folks up at Sierra Nevada, and they were getting ready to grow back in the mid-90s. And so I got invited to come up and play.
And they are iconic, obviously.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. They are incredible.
And Ken Grossman's smart enough guy to hire.
He liked sake, to truth be told.
Yeah,
That's how we met.
But if you were at UC Davis, what were you? It wasn't the wine program.
Nope. It was actually food science and technology with a minor in nutrition and fermentation science. So I figured I loved machinery, a little bit of engineering, whole lot of science, and it landed me a great job and gave me the entree to a fantastic career. How lucky for me. I get to honestly say I get paid to drink for a living. It's what I do.
So you're not...
You and me both.
Isn't it the best?
It's the best.
You're not a brewer.
I am not. Brewers make the magic.
So how does one learn the quality control?
So we have to shake hands with the brewer and look them straight in the eye and let them know we are not going to steal their magic. We just want to put numbers to it. So in quality, you want the magic to be consistent. You want the magic to delight the consumer every single time. So I get invited to be the girl with the colored pens, write in different fonts, good things, bad things, number things, taste things, look things, smell things, and help the brewer articulate what it is he or she wants to get across in the glass, out of the bottle, out of the keg, out of the can to the consumer.
That's my job. It's all focused on flavor and consumer experience.
Absolutely.
Right?
Without that, why bother?
And smart brewers love to have people like Rebecca around because, especially brewers like me without much of an education, but even the educated ones, they don't know enough. And we have to concentrate on the actual brewing, and Rebecca can tell us a few things to do to change that or why something's happening that we don't like is happening or we like is happening.
Yeah, if you love it.
She can explain to us why it is.
Let's figure it out. If you hate it, let's figure it out. If you want to make it better, let's figure it out. So it has to be that handshake across the tasting table, looking in the glass and then into the eyes of the brewer and say, what is it about this beer you want the consumer to know? What is it that sings to your heart as a brewer? And then I work very diligently to articulate that, either through the magic of methods and instruments and measuring things or in the articulation of the sensory side.
This is amazing to me. We've never, in all the years we've been doing Brouhaha, I don't believe we've had someone like Rebecca on.
No, we haven't.
How long have you been with Lagunitas now?
I am a newbie to Lagunitas. They found out that I'd moved back west late fall, and they said, hey, we have an opportunity. You want to come hang out? And I was like, wow, this will pay for my gardening habit. I can do this. Yes. So I just started October, November 2018. So,
wow.
Yeah. Not so long ago.
How
That's
cool. Great.
I ran into her. I was over there to see my buddy Ramon and ran into her there, and it was a pleasure to see her.
Oh, it was the best. It was the best afternoon. We got to tell stories.
Yeah.
We got to drink beer. All of a sudden, it went from 3 to 5 to 9 to a table of over a dozen just drinking beers and yep. telling beer stories and how many times our paths have crossed.
Exactly.
For all the great reasons, Mark.
And
that
all the people
like
we knew together.
Best days. Absolutely.
Yeah. So give us a typical day at Lagunitas. I mean, at this point, are you there every day? Are you tasting all the stuff they're running through? How does all that work? I can't get it.
Yep. So typically I'm here in Petaluma about 75% of the time, and then I travel out to the Chicago location about 25% of the time.
Cool.
The day starts early, coffee, walk the line, walk the cellars, check in with the team, and tasting at 11:30, just before we head out to lunch. We do lots of tasting, testing, making sure that what we're doing is right and appropriate and forward-thinking, proactive. And then the day wraps up probably around 5:30, 6-ish, with beers out in the tap room. So it starts with beer, it ends with beer, and there's beer in the middle.
Now, are you tasting and spitting like wine judges, or are you just chugging?
Busted! Nope. Unlike wine, we want the full mouthfeel, and we need to check the trigeminal. So we need to make
sure. Whoa, trigeminals?
Trigeminal. It's
trigeminals,
that nerve.
They're playing at Hop Monk Saturday.
They're a good band.
Yeah, I like them.
A little bit nervy. So trigeminal nerve is that one that's in the corner of your jaw where your jaw and your cheek meet. And so you want to feel the pain pleasure of the carbonation. You want that happy prickle of the CO2.
Happy
front
prickle
to
playing Sunday at Hot Monk. Yeah.
I know all the best bands now. So you taste and get everything that the consumer does. So you get that CO2 tingle on the front of the tongue. You get the sweet, a little bit of salty, a little bit of sour, nice bitter in the back. And you definitely have to swallow because you want to make sure that you've got the bitter finish and that you've got full integration of all the flavors from the brew house and the cellars all the way through into the package. So you don't want a broken beer and you don't want to have to spit it out. You want to be able to swallow the entire taste.
And the finish is important?
Finish is critical.
Just
otherwise,
like
it's
wine,
broken.
In many ways.
But kind of sad. They spit. We don't.
No, but the
and
finish is
so
important,
leaving
especially with hops.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It is
a bitter finish can be a good thing.
Yeah. It is the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. Mark Carpenter here today. And Rebecca Newman, now Director of Global Quality at Lagunitas Brewing. All right. We don't have a lot of time because of the damn Warriors. And I love the Warriors, but joining us right now, as I've been saying all day, we were looking forward to Dr. Hobie Wedler back with us. He is known as the blind PhD. Hobie, bless you, my son. You're one of my favorite people on the planet. Great to see you
well,
again.
Well, Steve, the feeling's mutual, and I'm just beyond honored to be able to share this with you and Mark Carpenter and Rebecca Newman, who's a very new friend of mine and dear friend who we got introduced by another good friend of ours. So it's funny how, you know, a month earlier we didn't even know each other, and now here we are on the air together. So Rebecca, it's an honor to share the mic with you.
Ditto, Hope. Thanks.
Yeah,
very
it's a lot
cool.
of fun. So
Hope, you can explain to everyone quickly again, because it's been a little while since you've been in, exactly what you do and how you became to do what you do and yada yada.
So it does sometimes, I imagine, because Steve and I have talked a lot on this Hop Monk Beer Hour. We also do a lot of work with wine and spirits and pretty much any other food and drink item. I'm the co-founder and lead designer of SensePoint Design, which is now a company of five designers that do a lot of full-spectrum design and creative work using full-sensory design as our approach. And one of the things that we do, we won't do it now because we're sort of running out of time, but we have a beer tasting in the dark that we do that's a really really exciting event where we basically blindfold people. And this time...
And you've done this with us in here. You've brought blindfolds again.
Done it before.
Unfortunately, we won't have time.
No, we'll do it another time.
Yeah.
But the fun thing about this blind tasting is I don't claim that it makes you see beer differently and makes you love beer more, even though that'd be a really good claim if I could make it. Really, the blind tasting just allows us to think differently about beer and understand different flavors because we're not distracted by the vision that we have, by the eyesight that we have, that we use to obtain 85% to 90% of the information we take in from our senses and our surroundings. And one thing that is exciting is 2 weeks from today, on June 13th, we're hosting a tasting in the dark at Lagunitas Brewery as a fundraiser for the Petaluma Educational Foundation, which provides grants and scholarships to students all over the Petaluma community. We serve all 38 campuses. I'm on the board of directors of that organization.
Nice.
And always excited to help out and give back a little bit wherever we can. So tickets are not available at the door, but you got to call the Petaluma Educational Foundation or visit them at their office at 200 Douglas Street in Petaluma. But it should be a lot of fun. We're going to be tasting a lot of the awesome beers that Rebecca makes sure are fabulous quality for us. We're really excited about that.
You do wine, too, though.
We do a lot with wine.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be allowed in Sonoma County if I didn't do wine, too.
Yeah.
So we do wine, spirits, and all that stuff as well. And, Steve, one exciting thing is we're actually in the midst of launching a spirits line at the moment. And we're going to be doing a lot of hardcore sensory work with that line.
Wow.
Once it hits the market.
That's cool.
Yeah, so we're having some fun.
So, okay, I forgot, unfortunately, we need to get you back soon.
Would be excited to do that.
Where do you, are you living, you live in Sonoma County?
Based in Petaluma.
Okay.
Yeah, based right in town in Petaluma. Absolutely love Sonoma County. And there's nothing I'd rather be doing than enjoying some great local beer with you all, talking on great local radio.
Well, it's so good to see you.
Hey, Hobie, let's go on a date. I'll pick you up. We'll drive and we'll meet Steve here.
There we go.
And we'll do some tasting.
That sounds good. That sounds good. So,
I mean, what the heck, right?
Works for me.
Rebecca, tell
us
a little bit.
Can I come along?
Yep, come
along.
Okay,
Mark. Third wheel.
Mark,
no problem.
Yes, you're invited.
Now, Rebecca, tell us a little about this lovely beer that you brought for us.
Yeah, so I brought the Phase Change, recent introduction from Lagunitas. And what's really cool about it, it's a wet-hopped beer in the spring. So what the brewers did was they loved the fresh hops so much from the harvest ales, they went ahead and they slurried up whole cone from the hop year 2018,
okay.
Put it under nitrogen, CO2 top, and then froze it, flash froze it.
Mm-hmm.